We've got this sort of odd statement saying, clarifying, if the British people will re-elect him, the Prime Minister will serve every single day of a full second term. So just explain what the Prime Minister's position now is.
He wants to be elected, this general election, to serve another 5 years as Prime Minister.
So is he saying he will stand and run in the next general election, if elected in this one?
No, because he's going to be Prime Minister for 5 years in the next term. If you were having a presidential election in the United States of America, and you'd had a president who'd had one successful term, it would be natural for that president to seek a second term in order to finish the job and then stand down and hand on to a talented successor. So the Prime Minister, when asked a direct question, gave an honest reply. And the honest reply, which actually reflects the new political reality of a world of fixed-term parliaments and also a world that's moved on from the days when Alistair was in Downing Street. Alistair was a brilliant spin doctor for a different age, when we had a manicured approach towards news management.
David Cameron is quite manicured.
Well, no,
Alistair,
you were brilliant for a different age, but people tire of the manipulation, the spin,
God forbid you should ever do any of that, well, Michael.
People are tired
but look,
of
I want to come
questions.
Back. Please, I want to come back. So, David Cameron's going to serve every day of his second term. There's then going to be a general election in which David Cameron will not be standing. So, in the last 6 months of the Tory reign over Britain, if they win a majority, you're going to have a kind of leader in waiting who takes over the day of the election? Is that the plan, or what is it? I just don't understand it.
The plan is to make sure that we have David Cameron running this country for the next 5 years, and to make sure that after that we have a choice at the election after that between whoever the Conservative leader is and then whoever the Labour leader is. And one of the interesting things about leadership speculation is that Ed Miliband says, I don't know how long he wants to carry on as Labour leader, but it's already the case within the Labour Party. There's leadership speculation more rampant than within the Tory party.
But Michael,
if you talk to any Labour MP at the moment, their principal concern is A, can Ed Miliband possibly get a majority?
This is extraordinary.
B, almost certainly not.
Focus, C, how long David Cameron's
C therefore,
stay?
Will it be Andy Burnham, Yvette Cooper, or whoever?
Michael, you, despite his defenestration of you, are still a friend of David Cameron.
I am.
Right. Was that programme the first time that you had any inkling
that was going to be my next
going to say this?
Did
no.
you know?
It was a statement. It was a statement of the bleeding obvious.
No. So it wasn't on a grid. It wasn't on a grid where you plan out the issues of each day for the election campaign.
Did you expect to be in this studio?
Did you know it was coming?
I always accept any invitation to appear on Newsnight and always enjoy the chance to do so. But I wasn't surprised by the Prime Minister saying it, and I don't think you were either, Alistair. Because one of the differences between David Cameron and predecessors in this office is that there have been predecessors, Margaret Thatcher, others, whom you've had to prise out of Downing Street. Their fingernails have been there in the door jamb. One of the things about David, one of the reasons that he's popular, respected and liked as Prime Minister, is people know that he's not interested in the office for what it can give him. He's interested because of public service. And he thinks two terms, at the end of those
but
two terms,
it...
I will have done
Michael,
my job
Michael.
And I can hand over to others.
Right. But look, you still haven't answered the question. Because the bit I really am struggling with is the transfer of power from him to the next Tory leader. That is literally occurring right at the end of the Parliament. So the new leader won't have had time to burnish his credentials with the voters.
Or hers.
Won't have had time to make their
there
reputation.
There are many.
Just answer the question. Well, it's just describe the choreography at the end of the next Parliament.
The Prime Minister stands down, hands over to one of any number of talented successors. At the end of the term.
What is the end of the term?
Michael, how does it help?
The day before the election.
Michael, how does it help you win a second term by having this discussion now? And the only reason we're having it is because David Cameron has made it an issue.
One of the ways in which it will help us win is that it reinforces in everyone's mind the fact that we have, as our Prime Minister, a normal, sane, decent guy who's in politics for the right reasons, who, when he is asked a direct question, gives an honest answer, and when he seeks public office, does it because he wants to finish a job to make sure that our economic recovery is sustained. He's not in it for glory, ego, or wealth. He's in it because he believes that he has another 5 years to contribute, and he has seen other leaders, including Tony Blair, sadly, cling on to office too long and therefore spoil the early promise that came with them into
office. But is that the debate you want to have 5 weeks before a general election?
Well, Alistair, you know, and you know, Evan, that during the course of any election, you'll have all sorts of questions being asked about how long X is going to go on for, who they're going to have succeed them. It's part of the meat and drink of political commentary. Mm. What's really striking is that David has been honest today in a way that previously has have not been. And one of the reasons that he was elected leader of the Conservative Party in the first place was because he was a breath of fresh air. Instead of the stale formulas that everyone else came up with,
he told the truth. Did Tony Blair consider it a mistake when he did it?
I don't think Tony had any choice.
Because generally it is considered one of his terrible...
He doesn't regret it. Would Tony like to possibly have seen out a third term? Possibly. But the point is, David Cameron was under no such pressure. Mm. Yes, you've got Boris circling in the background, you've got all the
That's another way of saying that we've got a united team, unlike the Blair-Brown psychodrama, use your word.
I'm glad that my word from David Cameron today is stuck, Michael.
Go back to this end of the next Parliament. It's pretty interesting, isn't it? So we're like 2 months before the election and you have a leadership election, or 6 months before the next election you have a leadership election? I don't see how you make it work if David Cameron serves every single day of a full second term. That's what his statement says.
Well, that's what happens in other countries. You know, Barack Obama will serve every single day of his second term.
So they have
and then he will hand over either to a Democrat or a Republican.
Yeah, they have a primary that runs parallel to Barack Obama being in office. Are you suggesting that you might have a leader of the Conservative Party who will be elected, say, 3 months before the election, and he'll sit idly by while David Cameron is Prime Minister?
It just doesn't
seem thought through, does it? Or is it?
Yes, and I think
it hasn't been thought through.
Yes, it has been thought through. The point is that you find bewildering the fact that the Prime Minister has answered a direct question honestly, and you're in a state of cognitive dissonance, as psychologists would say, because you've found a politician answering a question directly, as I have. I've just said he's going to serve the full term, the full 5 years. And I'm afraid that, you know, the producer is screaming down your ear, Evan, come on, pursue. Well, I'm telling you the truth. The Prime Minister's told you the truth. It's a new world. Get used to it.
No. The leadership campaign, though, is going to be quite a big distraction to government, isn't it? I mean, because it's just going to run, isn't it? It's going to be like an American primary. You raised the comparison. We could be running this for a year, 2 years, a tournament of
Barack
top
Obama.
Talent.
Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan were strong executive leaders throughout their second term. There is no reason why a British Prime Minister couldn't do exactly the same.
You think one you could have a Prime Minister behaving like an American president while his top talent around him are in a tournament between each
I'd
other to try
things.
And
the
score
The first thing
points.
Is that you've missed the fact that we're now in a different world of fixed-term parliaments. I think the second thing as well is that anyone who aspires to lead, whether they're Andy Burnham in the Labour Party or any of the wealth of talent in the Conservative Party, knows that one of the best ways in which you can establish your credentials for the top job is by continuing to be a loyal and effective member of the team. And one of the virtues that the Conservative team has is that it has strength and depth, proven loyalty and proven ability. And that's a contrast between what happened under Tony Blair. One of the ways in which Tony Blair's promise sadly was undermined is that Gordon Brown was continually agitating, and Gordon Brown believed the way to get Tony Blair out was not to be a loyal number two, but to be at the head of intrigue, and that is not what we have.
And that is one of the reasons why we're not in power. That is true.
Yes.
But I think that, and I don't deny that actually the Cameron-Osborne partnership is real and there's a strength that gives to your government.
Yes.
Why undermine that 5 weeks from a general election? Why give the public the message that David Cameron thinks he's already won it when he hasn't even fought it?
But Alistair, I've got enormous respect for your insight, but the other thing is everyone knows that one of your strengths is that you're a partisan. You support the Labour team and always will. Therefore, if David Cameron decided to have a tomato pizza rather than a pepperoni pizza, you would say
it was
a disaster.
I thought I should, because you've missed the opportunity.
Michael, please, just for a moment. Alistair Cameron, is it a different world in fixed-term parliaments? Five-year parliaments do mean two parliaments means 10 years. And I'm sure both of you would agree 10 years is long enough for any Prime Minister, isn't it? That was the essence of the Cameron message today. And in that sense, he was stating the bleeding obvious.
He may well have been, but my point is that the book that Michael kindly mentions is about winning mindsets. We're in a campaign. And yes, I'm tribal, and yes, I'm partisan. I don't care what pizzas he eats, I really don't. But I do think, looking at him today, and I watched the package and I've thought about it, I cannot for the life of me see how it helps him and how it helps Michael, brave face though he's putting onto it, how it helps them to have us talking about this, giving the public the message that he's already decided he's got another 5 years, when he hasn't. He didn't win a majority the first term when he should.
He asked the question, so he answered it.
He knows how to deal with that. He can dismiss it like he's done a thousand other questions in different times.
My worry for you is that we are going to comment all the time on everything that Boris, Theresa and George Osborne say and do, and see it through the prism of a leadership election.
Well, I think Michael's
is going to be the way it happens. It wasn't quite happening.
It's kind of you to worry on my account. But I have to say, I do read the newspapers from time to time, and I do note that commentators don't need my permission or the Prime Minister's permission to speculate on future leadership races. The one thing I would say, however, is that the fact the Prime Minister has answered the question the way that he has reminds everyone why he's our leader. He's got the authority and he's got the honesty.
I think it reminds us why he didn't win the last election.
Well, he got...
Because he's all over the place when he's under pressure.
Well, I would say, Alistair, that he got just as many votes as Tony Blair did when he won in 2005. Sadly, however, our boundaries, which require
observation...
Michael,
much bigger issue.
Didn't work for us.
Didn't work. Alistair Campbell, thank you.